Well, Michael Jones joins us. How's it going?
Good morning, Jared. I'm trying to be as stoic and emotionless as possible this morning, given I'm talking about a Wes Anderson film. And I'm going to say some things that Wes Anderson fans probably aren't going to like. Oh, I know many people absolutely love his films, but for reasons... They love his films, but for reasons I can't quite put my finger on, they usually leave me feeling quite dead inside. Anyway, the film is The French Dispatch, and it comes out today and stars many of the usual Wes Anderson alumni. They include Francis McDormand, Bill Murray, Owen Wilson, Tony Revolori, Christoph Waltz, Willem Dafoe, Edward Norton, Jason Schwartzman, Angelica Houston, also Tilda Swinton, Lea Seydoux, Timothy Chalamet, Jeffrey Wright, Adrian Brody, Benicio Del Toro, Liev Schreiber, Saoirse Ronan, and Elizabeth Moss.
Wowza.
That's quite a cast. It's like writer-director Wes Anderson didn't want to leave anyone out, or just everyone wants to work with him. It's the mid-70s, and an eccentric staff of journalists are trying to put together the final...
Eccentric, you say, in a Wes Anderson film?
I know, who would have believed
it? Buckle up.
I know. An eccentric staff of journalists are trying to put together the final edition of a magazine called The French Dispatch. So named because the magazine is published in a French town called Ennui-sur-Blasé. That's a bit of a joke there for people who understand French. No, it's not a real town in France. It doesn't seem like much of a premise for a film, but it's filled out by three short stories, which are to make up the bulk of the magazine. One, a profile of a criminally insane artistic genius. Another story about a student revolutionary, and the third story about a bizarre kidnapping. Wes Anderson fans will be salivating to get their fill of symmetrical framing, elaborate capers, deadpan acting, a lot of smoking, and the use of a wide-angle lens to cram as much detail into every scene as possible. But one noticeable Anderson element missing from this film was the strained father-son relationship that seems to pop up in most of them. Wes Anderson films are beautiful to look at, I'll give you that, and The French Dispatch is no exception, but this film requires a level of patience and attention to detail that I just don't possess. Owen Wilson's travelogue of the town of Ennui-sur-Blasé, which opens the film, was probably my favourite part. It only goes for 6 or 7 minutes. Now, whilst Wilson does do the deadpan delivery, there's still a sparkle and knowing smirk behind that particular actor's eyes that I don't think he can ever quite get rid of, which is sadly lacking in the rest of the film and the cast. The following three short stories, told mostly in black and white, follow the usual Anderson formula, quirky characters finding themselves in bizarre situations, but acting like a smile or some sort of positive emotion might cause their face to crack. Just once in a Wes Anderson film, I'd like to see someone break the fourth wall and wink knowingly to the audience, or even just exhibit some sort of joy. Owen Wilson came the closest I've ever seen to doing this in this film. Really, all that stoicism gets tiresome after being funny for about 15 minutes, and it just gets old. My other highlight in this film was Jeffrey Wright's portrayal of a character closely resembling James Baldwin. His physical mannerisms and speaking style are uncanny, gently lampooning and paying tribute to Baldwin at the same time. It's just a shame the short story this character was caught up in wasn't up to the same level of this performance. Given the film is a tribute to journalism and great storytelling, and a few scenes involve the editor-in-chief arguing with the journalist about what to cut and what to keep, it seems a bit odd that Anderson himself doesn't really seem to know what to cut and what to keep. All three of the short stories got way too convoluted and tedious and were at least 5 to 10 minutes too long. My philosophy is always leave the audience wanting less. Always leave the audience wanting... No, that's not what I... My theory. Always leave the audience wanting more rather than less. Look, when you're more interested in the stories of the people who work at the French Dispatch than the stories being told, you're either trying to tell too many stories or you're telling the wrong stories. Whilst the French Dispatch will be a glossy supplement to the Anderson library for the hardcore fans, more casual fans will be less likely to subscribe.
Thank you very much there, Michael. So you're not a fan of Wes Anderson as a general rule?
I'd say so. Look, mainly for the lack of joy, my favourite Wes Anderson film would probably be Moonrise Kingdom. And I think that's because it was a story of a couple of kids who run away, and kids on screen just can't help but show joy and emotion, mostly when they're having fun. And that was probably the most accessible Wes Anderson film for me.
Have you seen Bottle Rocket?
I have not.
See, Bottle Rocket, the directorial debut, he hasn't quite become an auteur of sorts yet. It's got little hints as to what Wes Anderson might come. There is some symmetry. There is that plot being pushed by dialogue as opposed to kind of any other element there. And it is funny. It's kind of dreary. It's got that family kind of dysfunctional, functional, but totally absurdist kind of element to it. It's good though.
Father-son issues?
Brother issues.
Oh, okay.
Of which...
Older brother issues.
Older brother issues, no. Because there's no present father figure. So, okay. Yeah, I suppose. It's good though. I like Bottle Rocket. Should check it out.
I'll do that.
Thanks, Michael. That's a French dispatch for Wes Anderson heads. I'll probably go and see it. I like Wes Anderson.